The spirit of the woods is like an old good friend. Makes me feel warm and good inside. And I knew his name, and it was good to see him again. 'Cause in the wind he's still alive. Oh, Fred Bear, walk with me down the trails again. Take me back, back where I belong. Oh, Fred Bear, I'm glad to have you at my side, my friend. And I'll join you.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. Welcome back to the show. I am yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, joined in studio once again by Nikki Morissette. Nikki, we're back.
We're back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am terrific.
Wow. There's a lot going on in the world.
There is.
A lot going on in the world.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
It is. It is really unbelievable.
I just try to focus on my world.
That's a good thing to do.
Isn't that what
everybody
we do
else's
every day?
World is too much for me to handle?
Too much. I'm turning off the TV set. Is it still called the TV set? Why is it called a TV set?
That's a good question. Or television.
And why is it a mailbox?
And
who,
okay.
And who is Alan that got a wrench named after him, the Allen wrench?
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying, Queen Anne's return. I can go on and on.
I know you could go on and
How
on.
How about Dawn lotion on your
Dawn
hands?
Dish soap.
Dish soap. Yep. Who is Dawn?
I have no idea who
I
Dawn is.
I think about these things. We have a huge show today.
I see all the papers. It's wow.
Unbelievable the amount of information we have today, folks.
I know. I see that.
There were a number of states throughout this wonderful country that legalized marijuana two weeks ago.
Okay.
Approximately 2 weeks ago. So we're going to talk about that, and we have a lot of stuff to get to. First, I have a story.
Okay.
It's kind of, I don't know how to describe it, so I'm just going to tell the story. I have some shout-outs. The shout-outs will wait. I have a story. But before we even get to the story, I have a question. What's with the flashlight commercials all of a sudden? All of a sudden on all the channels you need to have a turbo flashlight, these flashlight commercials. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't, but maybe they're trying to push flashlights for Christmas for some reason.
No, I have seen these over the past year. I have never seen or even known that I needed a flashlight so badly until now. All the commercials, flashlight, and they drop them out of planes and drive trucks over them.
And really, I thought most people use a flashlight app on their phone like I do.
I understand the need for a light.
Right. Yeah, in case of power outages.
If you're doing something outdoors at night.
Right.
We have not had the need for a flashlight because of a super moon?
Yes, it was. It was the brightest moon. It's going to happen in, I think, 20 years now or something like that?
I didn't know about it, so
it
I walk
amazing.
Out of my house and I'm freaking out. I'm thinking, wait, is the moon and Earth colliding here? I was a little concerned.
Well, yeah, it's Sunday. Let's see, so it would have been Monday morning. My dog had to go to the bathroom at 2 o'clock.
That's a lot of information.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
But it was unbelievable how bright it was at 2 in the morning.
Unreal.
It was really cool to
see. I didn't know
it
was super, and it freaked me out. I'm thinking, okay, what's going on here? there's still atmosphere. I'm not floating away. Want to hear my story?
Yes, I do.
Last week.
Okay.
I am driving to Ann Arbor. So, Nikki, I stopped off at the rest area heading towards Ann Arbor on 23, just north of Ann Arbor.
Okay.
This is last week. I get out of my vehicle. I walk up to the door. Before I approach the door, there was two individuals standing there right next to the door. And next to the individuals, it was a bookcase.
Okay.
With pamphlets and books.
Right.
I'm thinking, oh, the state of Michigan. They're handing out safety information. The holidays coming up.
Right.
That's a great idea.
Well, yeah, it is.
As I approach and got closer, I noticed that it was religious material.
Okay.
And you know me, first thing, I had to say something. I said, hey, by the way, how are you able to do this? I mean, this is a state rest area, and you're an organized religion. How is that? And I wasn't criticizing them.
Right.
But I'm so curious. The first thing I thought is, I want, this doesn't seem right.
No, actually it doesn't.
I was a bit thrown back that they were allowed to stand out there. So the lady said to me, oh, if you want to take a picture, I've got permission from MDOT, so-and-so at MDOT, Michigan Department of Transportation.
Yeah.
I said, no, I don't want to take a picture. And I was nice. Oh, I think it's great what you're doing. Albeit I'm thinking, I don't really want to be bothered while I'm trying to get in and out of here.
Right.
I just didn't think it was right.
No,
so I never took a picture, but I have a friend who works. I know a couple folks here, Tammy and Rhonda, at the Mount Pleasant MDOT. So I contacted one of them, Rhonda, and she looked into it and said, no, there's no solicitation allowed. So this denomination, not only were they not supposed to be there, this organization, but they had misleading information as to their permission to be there.
Wow.
And it's
and then they lied to you.
They lied.
All right.
So I just found that a little odd. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that is very odd, and let alone religions are not supposed to lie.
Of all places to approach someone about religious material?
Not at a rest stop.
Come on,
no.
Folks. The last thing you want to do is stop and have someone talk to you about religion.
Definitely. I wouldn't.
My religion is through those doors and through the other door.
It's like, get to the rest stop. You're only there to use the facilities and leave. You're on the road.
I just drove 2 hours from the mountain town, Mount Pleasant, you know, drinking a big gulp. It's a little plug for 7-Eleven.
Your priorities were a lot different than theirs.
Yeah, they weren't pushy, but I just thought it was really odd.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Very
it's not
odd.
One of the larger religious denominations, let me just say that.
Yeah, but it's the point.
It's not the point.
No. They don't belong in rest areas.
And of course, I'm the one who had to approach them and inquire.
Of course you did.
I knew we were going to talk about it on the show. I don't ever want to see or be approached at any rest stop by anyone.
No.
Period.
Nope, not at all. Me
I just
either.
Beeline towards the doors.
There you go.
What a huge show.
Yes, it is.
We have, again, I hope we're not losing listeners because I talk so much about cannabis.
Actually, I don't think you are going to lose listeners. I think you're going to gain more because of the laws changing and it's information that people need.
Last week was opening day, rifle season.
Yes, it was.
I was at Jay Sporting Goods on that on Tuesday.
Were you?
Oh, it was unbelievable. There's a lot of great men and women who work up at Jay Sporting Goods.
There is.
My favorite, hands down, Adam.
Okay.
Adam Carl. Adam works in the over by the kayaks in the back there. Adam,
okay.
Great guy, great family. So big shout out to Adam and Jimmy and Quinn. The energy and the excitement at Jay Sporting Goods, as I'm sure it was at all sporting goods stores across the state on Tuesday, was outstanding.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yep, outstanding. And we want everyone to have a safe, enjoyable time out there.
Oh, yeah.
In the woods.
Still stay safe during the whole hunting season.
Listening to Ted Nugent.
There we go.
Fred Bear. I love that song.
That's a great song.
But I don't get the flashlight commercials. Always with the flashlight commercials.
I still don't get it. I don't know.
24 hours a day, I'm being told I need to purchase this high-tech flashlight that a tank can drive over and it will still light up. I have enough lights going off in my brain all day long. Hey, another shout out.
Okay.
Before we go to break, my buddy Tim over at the post office in Mount Pleasant.
All right.
Love. Tim is, if you go to the post office and you see Tim, he's so helpful. He's one of the managers over there. Tim, it's Roberson. Depends how you want to say it, but I just call him Tim.
Okay.
Great guy. Tim, thanks for listening. Big listener. Fan of yours.
Really?
Absolutely. Last shout out before break because we have a huge show to get to. A lot of law to get to here. My buddy, the Vic. How's that for a name, the Vic?
Okay, where's the Vic from?
We could have an entire hour of shout-outs.
We could.
My buddy, the Vic, Alexander, the Vic. That's all I'm calling him is the Vic.
Okay.
But when we come back from break, we're going to talk about the United States of Weed.
Okay.
How do you like that?
I like that.
Ted, take us out.
The spirit of the woods is like an old good friend. Makes me feel warm and good inside. And I knew his name, and it was good to see him again. 'Cause in the wind, he's still alive. Oh, Fred Bear, walk with me down the trails again. Take me back, back where I belong.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Ted Nugent bringing us back strong. Nikki with what song?
Fred Bear.
One of my all-time favorites.
It is a great song.
I love Ted Nugent.
Yes.
Do you love Uncle Ted?
Yes, I do.
Do you know Uncle Ted?
No, I do not, but I have met him once.
Uncle Ted, back in the day, he had a radio show in Metro Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall?
Long time ago.
I was a new attorney. And at that time, being a Second Amendment guy that I am, a big Second Amendment supporter,
yep,
as you and I both are, big time. He had me on as a regular guest on his radio show.
Really?
How cool was that?
That would be so cool.
At that time, he was still out at Jackson,
okay,
Jackson, Michigan,
yeah,
on his ranch. And I would call out there and talk to Ted. I believe he recorded it right from his ranch. I'm not sure. But I don't think he'd recall who I am today, but I love Uncle Ted.
That would be so cool.
Do you want to talk about the United States of Weed?
Sure do.
Marijuana reform went 8-for-9 on the 2016 ballot.
Okay.
4 states legalized recreational weed this week or a couple weeks ago. And over 63 million Americans now live in states where it's legal to consume recreational weed.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
Big change.
And other states passed laws to bring forth medical marijuana.
Okay.
So let's see. So Florida became the first state in the South to approve a robust, Nikki, medical marijuana proposal. And Arkansas.
Really?
Of all the states, Arkansas followed suit. That's unbelievable.
That's great.
On the recreational side, one of the biggest surprises, they say, was a strong showing of legalization in Massachusetts.
Okay.
And that's unbelievable. The states and California. How about California? Like I said, California, that's great.
It is.
And how about all the tax money they're going to make?
That's the best thing of all, is all
huge.
The money
so
they're going to make.
The 4 states plus the 3 additional states that approve the medical marijuana, you ready for this? Could inject folks $7 billion to $8 billion a year into the legal marijuana marketplace by 2020.
Wow.
Michigan is following suit.
Good.
People ask me all the time, when do you think it's going to be recreational? I say within 2 years.
Oh, that's not that long at all.
2 years. Because if the men and women, well, first of all, I'm not quite sure if there's going to be another people's initiative, like, am I legalized?
Okay.
We'll have to get Brandon McQueen on the show. Love Brandon.
Yes.
Big shout out to Brandon, or if it's going to go through the House and the Senate.
Okay. Yeah, need to find out that information.
Because the difference is, as citizens with enough signatures, now within a shorter period of time, it will have to go on the ballot.
Yes, it would.
So, but the men and women in Lansing are getting their act together, we hope. And we'll answer the citizens' call to recreationalize here in the state of Michigan.
Okay.
But the tax revenue is unbelievable.
That's more than I expected it to be.
In Michigan, I think it's a good thing that first comes the licensing of the facilities before the recreational follows.
Right.
Because we have to make sure that the proper regulations are in place and it's not a mess.
Oh, definitely.
Because Colorado was a mess.
It was.
And kudos to Colorado for leading the way.
Yes. Now it's all fixed out there. Now it's our turn.
Absolutely. So, again, Arkansas, California, Florida, Maine, Massachusetts, Montana, Nevada, and North Dakota adopted some new marijuana laws. I may be wrong, but I think Maine, you can, as far as recreational, you can possess 2.5 ounces of recreational marijuana.
Wow.
That's great.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. And, you know, here's the thing. A lot of these states are going to use the revenue to train law enforcement on proper enforcement and what the new laws are.
Well, that's a good thing to do. They need to be trained on this.
And a word to all the supervisors and men and women who run the counties and townships throughout the state of Michigan. You will be able to tap into a state fund. And you will be able to charge up to $5,000 for each licensing in your community. So if you're concerned about law enforcement and enforcement, the marijuana board is going to have broad powers. And at any time, if you're running a facility of one of these licenses, they can order somebody at their request to come into your facility, and you have to open your doors and books and everything. There's no reason not to comply.
No, there's not.
there's no reason not to comply with any laws.
No, there's not.
We are
follow the
country
laws.
Of laws. Actually, Trump in the White House. Who think about this? You can never be prepared for that type of job.
I don't think you can.
There's no way.
No.
And you're going to surround yourself as he has with good people.
Right.
Who know what they're doing.
Well, of course.
He's a businessman.
Definitely a big businessman.
I don't recall in our lifetime the last time somebody was a business person, man or woman.
No.
I mean, the Bush family, love the Bushes.
Right.
They're big oil people.
Yes.
But George W. Bush was the governor of Texas.
Okay, yep.
And his brother was the governor of Florida, and his father was in the CIA, and he was vice president, and then became president. So they're a business family with political ties.
Correct.
But the great thing about, and we're going to get hate mail from all the non-Trumpers out there, but hey, too bad, he won. But and we're not a political show.
No, we're not.
But we're hoping that things
change the better. Yes.
Taxes need to be lowered.
Yes.
And that's a promise in the first 100 days. I'm excited about that.
Right.
But, you know, he never took money from lobbyists. So
no,
he doesn't owe anybody anything. So
correct.
He could focus on helping the people, not, you know, kowtowing to the lobbyists.
You're right. You know,
so that's why I'm
just
excited.
Look forward to some changes here for the better for the
right.
United States.
You have
States.
To support. We're Americans. We have to support our president. In this case, president-elect.
Yes.
Let's support each other.
Of course.
Absolutely. What a huge show.
Yes.
We got a lot more law to get to.
Okay.
You had a question?
Do you, by any chance, know what the breakdown is for the revenue in California?
In regards to the revenue collected from the sale of cannabis?
Yeah.
Okay, I have some information here. $10 million goes to public universities in California for research on legalization.
Really?
Yep. $10 million will support efforts to help communities disproportionately harmed by the war on drugs. So some of those communities who are lower, you know, that have been harmed by drug
right.
usage
okay.
and crime will go to help those communities. That's great.
That is good news.
Yeah. $3 million will get distributed to the California Highway Patrol for 5 years.
Okay.
Yep. $2 million will be spent on medical marijuana research at the UC San Diego Center for Medicinal Cannabis Research.
Wow.
And by the way, there's something called the California Bureau that oversees marijuana control and other state bodies. They'll receive a number of funds also.
Good.
And remaining funds will go towards youth drug prevention, education, treatment, environmental restoration, and protection in state and local law enforcement.
Yeah, I'm glad something goes there.
That's probably going to be across the board like that with all the states.
Well, they should.
But here's the big issue. Banking.
That's
banking.
Going to be a big issue.
Huge announcement. Holy cow. No, huge announcement.
What?
And by the way, you brought up a good point earlier in regards to President-elect Trump. If the listeners think back before the election, what
yep.
did you say?
I said that we'd never supported either candidate. We never mentioned either one. So now that he's president, this is the one that we're going to talk about for a little bit.
Absolutely. And we support our president-elect.
Yeah. Whoever was elected is the one that we're going to stand behind.
Why would you wish any president ill will when it could affect you?
Yeah. He's there. He's president. This is what we have to
do. I'm excited
to
to tackle trade. There's a big trade deficit.
Right.
That's wrong. I'm excited.
There's a lot wrong.
I'm excited about fixing a trade deficit and bringing the manufacturing jobs back to this country because at our age, we witnessed them just leaving the country.
Oh, definitely. That hurt us bad.
Let's take the garment. I want to talk about banking in a minute and I have a huge announcement. But the garment industry at one time was 100% out of New York City, Manhattan.
Yes.
The garment industry. Everybody's wearing it. Everybody right now, not everybody, most of the people, if they're on their way to church, have a certain, they're dressed.
Of course.
A lot of the garment industry came from New York. I think it's down to what, 3% now?
Yeah, it's
everything's made out of this country
it
because
is.
Of cheap labor.
And that's sad because we need to support ourselves, not the other countries.
We need to bring manufacturing back to this country.
Yes, we do.
Period. But banking, we have to go to break. I have a big announcement when we come back.
Okay.
And I want to talk about the issue regarding what are the folks going to do with all that money, because the federal government regulates our banking industry in this country, and that's an issue.
It is a big issue.
So, Nikki, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
The spirit of the woods is like an old good friend. Makes me feel warm and good inside. And I knew his name, and it was good to see him again. 'Cause in the wind, he's still alive. Oh, Fred Bear, walk with me down the trails again. Take me back, back where I belong. Oh, Fred Bear, I'm glad to have you at my side, my friend. And I'll tell you.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Nikki, Nick.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're coming back strong with Ted Nugent.
Yes, we are.
Fred Bear.
Yeah, great song.
It's never outdated.
No, and it's perfect timing now anyways for the Hunters.
One of the greatest songs.
It is.
Another great music album that's out is Metallica's new album.
I gotta get that.
No, listen. It is, if you like classic Metallica.
Yes.
Prior to the Black Album, then you're going to love this new album.
Oh, then I'm going to have to get that.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Love it. How about a big shout out to one of my favorite judges, Judge Janes in the Isabella County Court.
Okay.
76th District Court. Does a great job with Amy Murphy and Andy Foster over there.
All right.
Big shout out to the judge and his staff. They do a great job. I try to spread positive thoughts and thinking as opposed to negativity.
Well, of course. You always have to stay positive.
Always.
There's too much negative out there as it is.
Yeah. So the news we were talking about, we have a big announcement.
Yes.
And then we're going to talk about banking.
Okay.
A little bit. So the big announcement is that I have a new seminar to announce.
Really?
This one is going to be with an attorney that I am friends with who literally she practices in Colorado.
Wow.
And she is a specialist in everything cannabis from Colorado. She will be here in Mount Pleasant either sometime in January or February. And the two of us are going to put on a 2 to 3 hour conference on the business of cannabis. So the last seminar with Cannabis Legal Group focused on how to obtain a license.
Okay, right.
We are now taking it to the next step, this attorney and myself. Once you obtain a license, what are you going to do with banking?
Correct.
How are you going to set up your corporate structure?
Right.
What are you going to do? And so she's going to come here and talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, because she is on the front lines and has been since day one in Colorado.
That is great.
It's going to be
standing
room only.
Yes, definitely.
I will disclose more information throughout the coming months.
Right.
You'll be able to register at my website, CentralMichiganLawyer.com, or I have a seminar site, Levitt Law Seminars.
All right.
So two different places. So
I'm
not going to announce her name yet. I will in the next couple weeks, and you can look her up. She's unbelievable.
That is good news.
Is that huge?
That is.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That's going to be another great seminar.
Yep. So for cannabis companies in need of banking and bank accounts, the news out of Colorado has not been so favorable because a lot of the states are following Colorado.
Okay.
There was a federal judge that balked at the notion of forcing federal bankers to license credit unions to cater to the cannabis industry. So he said, and I quote him, "I would be forcing the Reserve Bank to give a master license to a credit union that serves an illegal business." U.S. District Court Judge R. Brooke Jackson said at a hearing. In 2016, Nikki, $1.2 billion in cash was transacted and is being transacted in Colorado. And by the way, it's all in $20 bills.
Okay.
People have to bank. It's too dangerous.
Well, yeah, they have to.
It's too dangerous. So, but that's what we're going to talk about.
That's information.
And here's the thing. People are banking in Colorado, but my information from my attorney friends is that no bank or credit union is publicly acknowledging cannabis accounts. You see? Why would they not take the money?
Well, yeah.
That kind of revenue for a bank. By the way, banks make money off our money.
Correct. They do.
They invest it. They have real estate holdings. Banks make money off our money.
Well, yeah, they have to.
Why wouldn't they take the money?
That doesn't make any sense.
No sense at all. Do you have any shout-outs, by the way?
My boyfriend, of course, yeah. Eric.
Nice
My
guy.
My mom.
No, nice guy.
He is very nice.
I'm not saying anything. But what do you think about that rest? If you just tuned in, during the first segment, I was complaining about one of the religious denominations that were soliciting outside the Ann Arbor rest stop on M23.
Yeah.
And I approached them and said, what are you doing here? Right. I wasn't attacking the religion.
No, you were questioning
who, I was shocked.
Who they were, yeah.
No, Nikki, shocked.
It would shock me, too.
I have another complaint, by the way. Not only does the federal government not allow banks and credit unions to take cannabis, legal cannabis money, my other complaint is Mount Pleasant, Michigan 127, Isabella County.
Okay.
I don't know if this is a state issue with MDOT, or I think it's an MDOT issue, not okay. The county. If you are, let's say you're at the casino.
Okay.
Great casino, Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Yes.
If you have not been, you should get there.
Definitely.
I know the people that run it. I mean, you know.
Right.
Great people out there.
Yes.
Great resorts, water park, everything, great restaurants. But if you get on the highway at 127 and you're heading south towards Shepherd, towards Lansing.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're at the casino, there's a Home Depot over there.
Yeah.
Some shameless plugs. If you're heading south, but you say, hey, wait a minute, I need to go back to Mount Pleasant. There's no exit heading south to get on to go to Mount Pleasant.
No, there's not.
There's not. So if you're coming from the south, if you're passing Shepherd heading north, you can get off at the first Mount Pleasant exit.
Correct.
It'll take you right into the town. The stadium is on the left.
Yes.
If you're on the north end of town and you want to go to the south end of town, you can't hop on a highway right there, you know, by Home Depot and head south and get off at that exit.
No, you can't.
It makes no sense.
No.
And the Michigan Department of Transportation has no plans to put an exit there.
You think that they would have because of the casino and all the traffic here.
Right, exactly. I mean, what's the point? It's so bizarre. Well, if you get on the highway right there and you go, oops, I didn't mean to get on the highway. Now you're stuck, which is not a big deal, going all the way to Shepherd.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Shepherd.
No, there's nothing wrong with Shepherd, but that could be a big
Maple
deal.
Maple Syrup Festival there every year.
Really?
Yeah. I have a lot of information about small towns.
Yes, you do.
You want to know what one of my favorite small towns is?
What's that?
Arcadia.
Never been there.
Arcadia.
That's a nice name.
I just want to say Arcadia. They have a great mountain bike trail there.
Oh, of course.
No, it's unbelievable. Oh, by the way, we are officially the Central Michigan Mountain Bike Association.
Yes.
Malcolm Fox is the president, and I'm the vice president.
There, wow.
Yep.
That's great.
So we now have, we're not official, but remember we had Melissa working on the show?
Yep.
We're almost official.
That's great
Isn't
news,
that pretty
though.
Cool?
That is
we're
really
gonna help
cool.
with conserving nature and trails and building trails. And by the way, the Gratiot County trail is open along the highway, 127, folks.
Really?
Kudos to Gratiot County.
That's
so if you're down there on the south end of Ithaca,
okay,
you can head north towards St. Louis, and you can ride the new trail. It's a beautiful trail.
There you go. It's beautiful weather to do that, too, right
now. It was unbelievable a couple weeks ago.
I know.
I had to head over the bridge a couple weeks ago.
Did you?
I was pulling something, and I had to get an escort over the bridge. I was sketchy. That was sketchy.
The wind?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was behind other trucks.
Major winds.
No, it was crazy.
Wow.
That makes me nervous because back in the day, that little vehicle
went right over.
What was that? What was that called? What kind of car was that?
I have no idea. I think it was a foreign car.
You ready for this? I know what it is. It was a Yugo.
Foreign car, like no, I said.
Right. It was a Yugo. It was
it's still a scary thought. That's why I don't like bridges.
And this poor lady was in the Yugo, and the wind just blew her off the Mackinac Bridge, and she perished.
That is just so horrifying. To even think that that could happen. It really is.
Albeit I have a big truck, it still makes me nervous when it's windy out going over the bridge.
Well, yeah, because you still feel it and it's really pushing you.
How is it that people can be born and raised in the state of Michigan and never, ever have they ever been over the bridge to the Upper Peninsula? Have you?
I have, yes.
There's a lot of people who have not.
I have. I'm terrified of going over it, but I've been over it.
What worries you about going over?
going over the edge, or the bridge collapsing, because I've seen the stories on documentaries about bridges collapsing because of safety inspections not being done properly. That scares me.
Mike Rowe, remember Mike Rowe on the Discovery Channel?
Yeah.
He actually did a show on Dirty Jobs. He was painting the Mackinac Bridge.
Oh, I must have missed that.
They're always working on a bridge. They have to paint it every year so that they prevent erosion, I suppose.
Which is
that
good.
Right? Does that sound right?
It does. You know, you mean you have to repaint your house and everything.
No idea if I was just correct on that. But all the painters out there are going, what is he talking about? I don't know. It was on Discovery Channel.
So even if they do it for that or not, it still, bridges, you worry about the safety of them.
Absolutely. Always worry about the safety of the bridges.
Definitely. Yeah. Because you don't know if other people are doing their job, even though you are doing yours.
Nope. No idea. We do have some more law to get to here.
Okay.
A lot more right here.
Yes, I see it.
So let's take
still
a break.
More papers.
Let's take a break and finish strong.
There we go.
We'll be right back on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. By the way, I am an attorney out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Yes, you are.
I don't think I need to announce that.
I think everybody knows that by now.
They do. And by the way, I do take calls, folks. If you or someone you know is injured, I hate to sound like those other lawyers, they're good lawyers, in an automobile, motorcycle, or truck accident or work-related, call my office at 989-772-6000.
Yes.
So I have put individuals, family members, and loved ones in touch with some of the most outstanding attorneys in the state of Michigan who can service their needs.
There you go.
Because there's a lot of people who unfortunately get injured in automobile accidents, and it's not their fault.
Correct. There is.
And there's recourse.
Yes.
You know, as long as the other party's insured. Now, we don't wish anybody harm out there, but unfortunately it happens.
It does. That's right. Sad. But
and keep
it does.
An eye out for the Amish buggies, would you please?
Oh, yes.
Come on, please.
Slow down.
Slow down when you see horses. I've watched too many vehicles zoom by those horses. And those poor horses.
There's no reason for it. Slow down.
Slow down. I think we should all just slow down.
We all need to slow down.
I know, but my brain just goes so fast. Are you kidding me?
I know.
You know, at the end of when I'm ready to like call it a day, if I lay, I cannot lay down. No, seriously. I will sit upright until I'm ready to just
pass out.
Because if I lay down, I have burned so many carbs talking all day and my brain fires so fast, I'm just out. We'll be right back.
The spirit of the woods is like an old good friend. Makes me feel warm and good inside. And I knew his name, and it was good to see him again. 'Cause in the wind, he's still alive. Oh, Fred Bear, walk with me down the trails again. Take me back, back where I belong. Oh, Fred Bear, I'm glad to have you at my side, my friend. And I'll join you.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Again, Nick, coming back strong with who?
Fred Bear.
Fred Bear, our friend Uncle Ted.
Yes,
God,
great
I love
song.
Uncle Ted. You know, Norm and Mike do such a great job with this radio station.
They do.
I just want to give them all the credit.
They do a wonderful job.
Right.
They really do.
Their Black Diamond Broadcasting is just a great organization.
Yes.
And they know how to treat their employees.
They do.
Yep,
they do.
By the way, I was correct earlier when I said Maine passed the right to possess a whopping 2.5 ounces of marijuana. And that's more than double the limit in most other states.
That's still unbelievable.
They will pay a 10% tax on marijuana, though. And Massachusetts, as we spoke earlier, they've had medical marijuana, Nick, since 2012. They imposed a 3.75 tax on all sales, which creates an estimated $1 million in annual revenue.
Wow.
Here is the issue with banking.
Okay.
With all the revenue coming in to all the citizens of these states, why not only is it smart business sense for credit unions and banks and other institutions to take deposits, but why wouldn't law enforcement, which I'm sure they do, and the federal government want to keep people safe so they don't have to carry around all that cash?
Yeah, no kidding.
Think about it. You want to prevent crime, federal government, then get your act together and change things so that, you know,
they can put their money in a safe place and not have to worry about getting mugged.
Exactly.
that's going to cause some major problems if they don't.
Next year, January, no later than February, I'm announcing another seminar, just myself this time, together with an attorney from Colorado who will be speaking on these issues.
That's great.
So we're going to educate the Michigan future cannabis business owners on what to do with their money, how to properly operate their business with the current federal regulations.
Good.
This will be a must-attend seminar.
Oh, definitely.
It will not be free, but the fact that this attorney, who has been on the front line in Colorado for a number of years now, she's bringing a plethora of information.
It's information that they're going to need to continue the business.
I just want to say the word plethora. And I'm still not happy that MDOT doesn't build an exit heading south on 127.
I know.
Nick, what is that?
I don't know. Maybe somebody will hear and they'll start investigating that and get it done.
Here's another complaint. If you're going to let, if you are a pedestrian and somebody stops, which they should, to allow the pedestrian to have the right of way.
Yeah.
If you're the pedestrian, can you please hurry across the street? I had this issue a couple days ago and I just recalled it during break.
Okay.
I let somebody cross the street. You would think they were balancing their checkbook.
Slower than molasses, eh?
They looked at me and I waved them on because I stopped.
Okay, right.
And this person was a turtle. And you know how we save turtles on this show?
Yeah.
This turtle, I was not happy with this turtle. I'm just saying.
Sorry to hear that.
Yep.
It does get annoying. You're taking the time to stop for them, and then they slow down.
And when is it proper to hold a door for somebody? So you're walking into an establishment. You walk in the door. You see someone behind you who's exiting their motor vehicle or walking up to the door. Well, when do you think it's appropriate? How far back does someone have to be before you, close the door or hold it for them?
I'd say you'd hold it for them if they're within 5 to 6 feet.
I say further out.
So you're going to stand there and hold the door and wait and make them rush?
I would always
make them run to the door.
What if they're that same person that took their time crossing the sidewalk?
Well, you already know they don't rush.
Wow. I always proceed with caution and hold the door. And then I'll say something like, look, it could have gone either way.
Right.
Now,
okay.
If you hold the door for somebody and they don't say thank you, like, come on. How inappropriate is that?
Yeah, that's rude.
That's really rude.
That is rude.
I once held, when I was practicing in Farmington Hills for 12 years, practice of law.
Yeah.
I was at a Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
It was at Walnut Lake Road and Orchard Lake Road.
Okay.
I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant, but there was a family of lawyers that was exiting the restaurant.
All right.
One of the big ones you see on TV.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. And I held the door for the entire family. One of them actually bumped into me. They didn't know. They didn't know who I was. No one said thank you, and no one said excuse me, and I held the door for the entire family.
Wow.
I would love to give out the name. Because that has bothered me ever since.
But that is rude.
Because
especially
this family,
if you held the door for the whole family.
They hold themselves out to help the people.
You see,
you hear it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not making this up. It's so vivid in my memory. They never said thank you.
And never got an apology for bumping into you either.
Never.
Wow.
I'm talking.
But that's some people. That's the way they are.
But the thing was, not one family member. It's one thing if somebody doesn't say thank you, screw
you. Yeah, a few of them or whatever.
And you think to yourself, well, how were you raised?
Yeah.
But a family?
Well, then you know how the entire family was raised.
Yeah, but a family that holds themselves out to be that family or a family?
Everybody's got a second
side. I'm just saying. I don't know.
I know.
Do you ever have lunch, dinner, or breakfast with somebody that actually takes out their phone calculator to calculate the tip?
No.
Really?
You know somebody who does that?
I know one too many people that do that.
Really?
It's embarrassing to me because I don't know.
You
what if they know who I am?
How hard is it to look at the total and calculate 10, 15%?
You should always overtip.
15%,
no.
It's not that hard to figure out.
I'm a 20, 25%.
Are you?
Well, why not?
Okay.
Look, if I'm in Mount Pleasant, for instance, there's a good chance somebody may or may not know that I'm there.
Right.
Not because I'm all that, because I represent students.
Right,
maybe,
that's true.
And I have to be, I used to be a waiter, so I'm a good tipper regardless.
Yeah.
If somebody let's say I'm out to lunch and someone says, I got this, Todd.
Okay.
and then they take out their calculator on their phone and they leave a tip, I'll leave more. Because that's somebody who's going to, you know, just go 50%
straight
up.
So they're nickel and diming the tip.
I have to leave more. I've done it.
You also
many
have
times.
To go by how well that person does their job too. You
disagree.
Still give them 15%. If they do a terrific job and are attentive and refilling your drinks and all that, then give them the more. They need help too, just like everybody else.
Are you saying if the service is poor, don't overtip?
I probably wouldn't. I would probably stick with my 15%.
I disagree. You have to be consistent. What if somebody says, oh, that was Nicky Morissette. She just stiffed me. I'll never listen to that radio station again.
15% isn't stiffing somebody. 10% or less is.
If your bill comes to $25.42.
Okay.
How much are you tipping?
So actually 10% is $2.50, so I'd probably toss in about $5 to $8.
Okay. So $25, $5 to $8.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving seven minimum.
Okay. So we're right still in the ballpark.
Is that 18?
Like, something like that.
What if it's $7 bill? You just had a cup of coffee and I don't know, something else. $7.
Probably wouldn't leave that much for a $7 bill.
I'd leave three.
Yeah, and see, I'm thinking a couple bucks.
I would. If I go somewhere and somebody gives me a break on something, I'll double tip them.
Right.
Because I appreciate the break, but yet I know you're working in the service industry.
Correct.
So I'm going to actually tip you what I would have tipped had you not given me a break.
True.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So if they give you a deal on the meal, you'll turn around and give that deal back to them.
I will.
Instead.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like if the management treats you to a meal, you don't shortchange the wait staff.
Oh, gosh. It's not. No.
You have to give a tip that was equal to what the bill would have been.
Yeah, because it's not the wait staff's fault if there was an error.
I have been with those same folks who said, well, we don't need a tip. We didn't get charged. It's like, excuse me? Did you not see that waiter waitress service us for the last 2 hours?
Correct. They still did their job.
And here's another thing. If you sit at a table or a booth and you're there for a couple hours, you better double, triple tip because as a former waiter, you want to flip those tables.
So you do?
You do.
Yes.
And if you sit there for 2-3 hours, you're costing that young man or woman or at any age
two
money.
Or three more meals.
Exactly.
Yes. Because they average out an hour per table.
This is waste.
They
staff.
Try to do
this
that.
This is like customer etiquette we're talking about on the Law Show.
Yes, it is. But tip your waiters and waitresses.
Tip your waiters and waitresses.
Yes.
And make sure after the show, you make sure to tip them.
Yes.
I just want to say that. But we have some great guests coming up in weeks to come.
Okay, good.
No, you have no idea. And if you missed any portion of the show, because we now have about 60 listeners, what can they do?
iPod?
iTunes. Okay, if you have an iPod.
Yeah, you can turn it into iTunes, SoundCloud, and Podbean.
And it's free.
All free.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
And yeah, you can catch all the past
shows.
Nick
Morissette.
Yes.
I love that name, Morissette. Well, we have to go. Do you think we could ever convince Norm and Mike for an extra, just maybe once or twice, another extra hour?
Sometimes we could use it, right? Because there's just so much to talk about.
Tons to talk about, but no, we love Norm and Mike.
But you know what you forgot?
What?
Happy Thanksgiving.
No. Next week.
It is this coming Thursday, so happy Thanksgiving, and I'm looking forward to my food coma and my first time ever shopping on Black Friday. This is going to be, I don't like shopping, but I'm waiting to experience it for the first time.
I don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
You don't?
No, I give turkeys a day off.
Okay.
I'll eat turkey throughout the year.
All right.
And on Thanksgiving, I eat bacon.
That sounds good.
Turkey bacon.
Actually, I'm having bacon wrapped smokies is our appetizer.
Is this at your boyfriend's house?
No, it's going to be at my house this year.
Oh.
So, everyone's coming up to my house this year.
That smells really good.
So, yeah, it's got brown sugar on top. So I'm waiting to try this new recipe.
I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving to be with all the family members and loved ones. So,
yes.
Everybody, if you're traveling, be safe.
Yes, and be safe for the hunters, too, because I know a lot of people still hunt for Thanksgiving.
Please
to get
watch out for our fellow hunters.
Yes.
There's some big bucks out there that
I
taken.
Know.
Wow.
I know. I've seen some
I was going to talk about it, but I don't know. Too much.
There's so much of it going on out there, and there's a lot of good ones taken.
Yep. I just had a buddy of mine come back from Alaska.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go there one day.
Yeah. Boy, did he get. You should see what he got. Holy cow. Huge.
Wow.
Huge. Eddie okay. Walker, my fraternity brother, Eddie Walker. Nikki, Nick, we have to go.
We have to go.
Good seeing you. Have a healthy, happy, safe weekend.
You too.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll be here next week, same time, same place.
There we go.
I'm not just a litigator.
You're an advocator.
Uncle Ted, take us out.
If some of our teenage thrill seekers really want to go out and get a thrill, let them go up into the Northwest and tangle with a grizzly bear, a polar bear, and a brown bear. They'll get their foot fed. It will cleanse the soul.
The Todd L. Livett Law Show is brought to you by Chad Nelly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's newest full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative medicine needs, and Innovative Insulation Systems for those cold and hot days. Make sure your insulation pays.